Baseball's spring training is supposed to be an innocent time. Players perform languid rituals of jogging and throwing and stretching, and fans warm up for another season filled with hope, even fans of the Chicago Cubs. But this year's rites of spring have been completely overshadowed by baseball's steroid scandals. As he does most Fridays, Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now. And Stefan, fill us in on the latest developments.
It has been a very busy week. Some new subpoenas were issued by the grand jury in San Francisco that's investigating steroid use by athletes. These are regarding Major League Baseball's drug tests that were performed last year. Looks like the subpoenas are going to be more limited in scope now. They had originally asked for the results of all tests, which were confidential, and those showed that 5 to 7% of players tested positive. Now it looks like they might only ask for data on players who tested testified before the grand jury. There was a newspaper story in San Francisco that reported that three stars receive steroids. Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants and Jason Giambi and Gary Sheffield of the New York Yankees, they've all denied using steroids. That kept the news cycle going, and in response, Major League Baseball's commissioner Bud Selig issued a gag order to teams. No one can talk about steroids.
And what is the next likely cleat to drop?
Well, I think Major League Baseball executives firmly believe at this point that some player or players will be indicted in connection with all of this. And they're basing that mostly on the way the case has developed. There's a feeling that this is all too explosive, only for there to be indictments of operators of this small business in San Francisco who are charged with distributing illegal performance-enhancing drugs, especially because the government has really tried to make some political hay out of this issue. The president put it in the State of the Union address. Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the original indictment in Washington at a press conference. One baseball executive told me this week that whether or not they have the goods on these players, the government thinks that they have some bigger fish.
One overlooked issue here seems to be how the drug controversy might relate to the history of horrible relations between the baseball players' union and the team owners. How that's contributed to this mess?
I think it has substantially. You have to go back to the 1980s when recreational drug use was the conflict. Cocaine came up in a big trial in Pittsburgh involving players. The union at the time argued that random drug testing violated players' privacy rights by forcing them to prove their innocence. Drug testing, of course, is covered by the collective bargaining agreement in baseball. The tug of war that evolved was over whether baseball should test only if there was suspicion of use rather than randomly.
It's a little hard to recall that there actually are spring training games to play. I guess we'll now speak of spring training as being sort of the baseball equivalent of pretrial motions. And these games actually began this week.
They did, but even there, the steroid issue was apparent. Barry Bonds took the field yesterday in the first game of spring, and he was taunted by fans. He and other players are having to train without their personal trainers in the clubhouse. Bud Selig essentially banned access to clubhouses for non-team employees, and Bonds' trainer, of course, was indicted in the San Francisco case.
Yeah, let's humor Commissioner Selig for a moment by actually talking about the game of baseball. How about three questions for the coming Major League Baseball season?
Okay. Can Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter coexist on what is now a $40 million left side of the New York Yankees infield? We'll get a preview on Sunday when both are expected to play against, of course, the Boston Red Sox, their big rivals. Question two, can the Atlanta Braves, the winners of 12 straight National League division titles, cope with losing Gary Sheffield and pitcher Greg Maddux? And three, can the Chicago Cubs, who got Maddux and now have arguably the best pitching staff in baseball, finally make it to the World Series, especially after last fall's disaster with that fan interfering with the fly ball?
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.